One of the things that literature can do for you is to help you find out what life is like. In a great play like Macbeth, or in the songs of Robin Hood, or the stories in the Bible, we find human experiences reported with such nobility of thought and feeling that we can understand the same values when we find them in our own lives. Often, even though we are unconscious of it, we gain something from them which will guide us in building our life plans, exactly as an architect finds in trees, clouds, and mountains ideas for houses, churches, and skyscrapers. Of course, we will never find ourselves in exactly the same situations that we read about in literature, but there are certain ways of thinking and certain decisions that reoccur again and again in the lives of almost everyone. Young people are especially in need of literature which will tell them honestly about life, because they've had so few years in which to get experience, and they have so many decisions of lifelong importance to make. Their lives have great possibilities of richness and beauty if only they plan well enough to take advantage of all the varied things the world holds out to them, and if they can avoid some of the injuries and scars that result from carelessness or ignorance of the values that make up what we call life. It is true that we can get advice from our friends and associates, or from our parents and teachers, but in the end, each must make his own decisions, and the fuller his knowledge of life, the more likely he will be to decide wisely. We may observe other lives in literature just as well as, and often better than, we can in our daily routine. But literature is a safe guide only if we choose our reading from the works of the best thinkers. Too many happy ending stories, in which a hero or heroine always wins fame, fortune, and lives happily ever after, lead young people to expect more than life is likely to give them. The stories of orphan boys who without fail rise to the presidency of a bank, or of shop girls who romantically marry noble young millionaires, are not good preparation for a life certain to be full of struggle, keen disappointment, and the strenuous efforts necessary to realize even a part of what we wish to become.